This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A Yale study found that 35% of Americans think that global warming is caused mostly by natural phenomena rather than human activity. And 34% think there's a lot of disagreement among scientists about climate change. By age 10, the average American child has had about 10 courses of antibiotics, though microbiologists argue that even one course per year is too many. Some experts are talking about freezing stools and self-transplanting to restore internal immunizations. The average family earning $25,000 per year, but without a bank account, spends about $2,400 a year on financial transactions. 9 cities are observing Indigenous Peoples Day on what others called Columbus Day, including Albuquerque, Portland, St. Paul, Olympia, Washington, all following the lead of Minneapolis and Seattle last year. A scientific study has found that female genital cutting is not based on social coordination or a sense that families cut daughters because potential families of prospective husbands expect it. This theory was not borne out, arguing for a different policy strategy. Wisconsin Legislative Committee was the first to attempt to ban use of fetal tissue for scientific research in reaction to Planned Parenthood controversy. 700 faculty members at the University of Wisconsin have protested. Many say they will leave the state if not allowed to do research. 2 grassroots environmental activists and mothers, one from Boston and the other from Rayne, Louisiana, are being sued in Massachusetts after having earlier suits dismissed by science consultants claiming they were defamed in the Deepwater Horizon BP spill matter. By an article the women wrote in the Huffington Post. Pro bono lawyers in Massachusetts are trying to get the defamation suit dropped under the slap suit restrictions for chilling speech in Massachusetts. The Banksy theme park, Dismaland, drew more than 150,000 people to Weston-super-Mare, the southwest England town of 75,000. Tourism officials estimated that his exhibition brought in $30 million to the area. For only the third time in 40 years, there will be no increase in Social Security payments in 2016 for the 20% of Americans on benefits. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.